finished on that section.
No, I'll keep that off the record, and I understand and appreciate that. But were there... So I understand that there were sections of this that were non-germane and that, you know, were personal. And actually, Kevin, when he published the chats, actually said that, that, you know, that part of what he was leaving out was that. But it just seems like there's a lot of stuff that is germane, stuff that you've just told me about the interaction that also ended up being edited out. And that's the part that I don't quite understand. But... You know, I guess maybe Kevin can go back and.
I'm not an editor for Wired. Kevin is.
Right. I get that.
I'm not going to say that Kevin is the reporter that has the most concern in the world for the source, but he is highly ethical. He's.
Do you consider him a friend?
No. I, in fact, have some reasons to I wouldn't say dislike, but warn people about him in the terms of those, that he's a piranha when it comes to acquiring information, and I'm well aware of that. But
you pretty much have used him as your kind of personal. I mean, he's every time or virtually every time you've had exclusives going all the way back to your hacking days, Kevin was the person that you picked to sort of either write about you or speak for you or contact the corporation which you had hacked, right? I mean, you and he have a very long and kind of multi-layered relationship. You'd agree with that, right?
I'd say that there's just one layer to it, source and journalist, and that's because I trust him, whereas my dealings with other media outlets have not engendered trust, in that they have not always been entirely ethical in the way that I understand journalistic ethics, either offering to allow me to edit stories if I wanted to, or showing me entire stories and soliciting criticism beforehand, or related activities. And Kevin, one journalist, pretty much ever during my hacker days, that never let me do anything other than review my quotes in order to keep me as a source. And
okay.
I won't say that I like him, but I trust him.
Do you consider Bradley Manning to be a traitor? I had seen you use that word in a couple interviews that you did.
Can you cite one so I can double check and make sure it's a direct quote?
Yeah, I mean, I think the quote was, I'm not a traitor and I wasn't going to harbor a traitor. And it was unclear. I mean, the context was, you know, you were asked why. So I didn't know if you meant that. That's why I just am asking you in an open-ended way, regardless of what you said in the past, do you think he's a traitor?
Well, in that case, I regret that statement. I don't think he's a traitor. I think he did something not too different from what I did, break the law to accomplish what he believed to be a good purpose. And I apologized to a judge in tears for that, and I would be a hypocrite if I didn't still believe that it was wrong now.
But here's what I don't get about that, and this is really at the heart of one of the things I'm most confused about, is you were a donor to WikiLeaks, right? You talked about that you had contributed, I think, $30 to them, right?
I don't believe I ever specified an amount, but yes, I was a donor to WikiLeaks.
Okay. Well, it was $30, right? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay, it doesn't matter. But presumably you gave them money because you support in general what they do, right?
Yes, I do in general.
But in general, what they do is what you just said should be condemned with prison sentences, which is they provide a venue for people to leak information that the law says is secret. So how can you, on the one hand, say that anyone who breaks the law the way that you did and the way that Manning did needs to pay the price, but on the other hand, support with your own money an entity that exists to do nothing other than enable that very activity? I don't understand how you can reconcile those two things.
I don't believe that WikiLeaks exists for the sole purpose of enabling national security violations. In fact, I think that that's...
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. No, leaks from people who are divulging things that by law they're required to keep secret, whether it's because they work for corporations or they work for the government or they work for the military. These are things that obviously they're incapable of legally disclosing or they wouldn't need anonymity to do it. And the vast bulk of what WikiLeaks publishes is, in fact, information that by law the person leaking it was required to keep secret. And it's certainly a huge part of what they do, so how can you support something like that on the one hand, and on the other hand say that anyone who does it should go to prison?
Call it cognitive dissonance, Glenn. I think that as an institution they're important because they exist as a pressure valve. But in particular, if they had received almost 300,000 State Department cables from anyone else, and if they published the ones that they have now, they would lose my support.
Right. Did you ever have any kind of an agreement?
I'm not a freaking Jesuit. I don't have all of the answers about what's moral and what's not. I'm not a jurist. I don't have all the answers about what's legal and what's not. I just know what I come across firsthand and what judgment calls I have to make in my daily life. And the judgment calls I've made are that what I did was not right, even though I had good intentions. If somebody else came to me and said that they had done the same thing, I wouldn't turn them in because that's not my job. However, I do believe that it's my job as a citizen of the country to protect other citizens. It's not a complicated...
Except for the one that you're sending to prison? Except for the one that you've just sent to prison?
It will only be prison if he is sentenced via the Department of Justice and ends up serving over a year. He may end up either in the stockade or in jail, but either way it'll be a federal prison, but for a prison term that would be less than a year.
Have you ever cooperated with me? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
I'll bet you either $10 or a beer at a hacker conference that he doesn't do more than 6 months.
Oh, I'll take that bet, and we can do both $10 and the drink. And if you ever want to add any value to that bet, just let me know, and I'll just have a standing agreement that I accept. Have you ever worked in any way with the government before in terms of being an informant or helping them detect or uncover crimes or anything like that?
No, I have never worked with the government as an informant or helping them to detect or uncover crimes.
Okay. Well, I think that's pretty much all the questions I have for you, and I know we've spent a good amount of time on the phone, and I'm going to be honest, you know, I'm not convinced by the rationale that you offered. I don't know if you're sincere or not. I've, you know, never met you. I've only had this conversation with you, but I mean, I do appreciate the fact at least that you're kind of facing the music and being willing to answer questions and be accountable for what you did, including with people like me who know in advance are not sympathetic. So I think at least, let me compliment you for that at least.
Well, I will say that I feel very, very bad for his family, because I know that it was very difficult for my family when I was going through essentially the same process. But it's a process that I know firsthand. It's one that I went through, and it's one that, I mean, mine was the civilian version, his is the military version. But other than that, I didn't send this kid off to any fate that I didn't know firsthand for my own actions, and in actions that I undertook because I believed at the time that they could help lead to a world in which somebody could uncover a security vulnerability and not necessarily have a guaranteed prison sentence if they came forward. And I think that he has a similar amount of idealism, and it's, you know, I don't hope that he gets anything else other than a dishonorable discharge and obviously revocation of his security clearance.
Right, I think he's going to get more than that. Do you think Daniel Ellsberg should have gone to prison?
I'm sorry, I don't know who that is.
Oh, person who leaked the famous Pentagon Papers during the Vietnam War that revealed... I mean, if I'm not trying to test you, if you don't know...
Did you say
Daniel Ellsberg.
Sorry, I heard Osborne.
No, it's okay.
You know, the only thing I can say about that is that I wasn't there. I didn't have the standing to make the call. I don't blame the FBI agent that initiated my case, because it was a call that she felt she had to make as part of her job. And
was part of your motive... Go ahead.
Go on.
Well, was part of your motive, and I know that, you know, the national security motive is... you're going to say is the prime one. You said that, and I get that. But was part of your motive a concern that, especially given what you've gone through in the past, that if you hadn't reported what Manning said, that you might be subjected to criminal liability?
Absolutely. And I have that same concern for Tyler Watkins, who inexplicably confessed to Wired that he knew at least about the video leaks prior to this information coming out.
Mm. But there's no legal obligation if you weren't of a crime to report it to the government. I mean, you can't aid and abet it. You can't serve as an accomplice. But if I tell you right now that yesterday I robbed a bank, you have no legal compulsion to report me to the authorities. Or, I mean, a lot of non-lawyers don't know that, but that's true. You can't be held criminally liable just because I tell you about a crime I committed and then you don't go to the authorities.
But classified information doesn't work the same way. If I were to hand you a classified document and right away walk off, the difference is we could both go to jail.
No, I could just throw it in the garbage. I don't have an obligation to turn you in. But anyway, I mean, I don't want to – I wasn't so much interested in whether there really is legal liability that would have attached to what you did, because I already know the answer to that. I was more interested in your subjective perception. I mean, that just listening to you, I get the sense that there wasn't just a principled belief that this was some noble act, that you were saving your fellow citizens from being subjected to danger. I know there is that, you say, but I get the sense that there was actually a fear, given the fact that you've been involved in the criminal justice system before, that this was something that you had been dragged into of a serious nature that if you didn't go to the authorities for, you could face your own legal jeopardy again. And so I just wanted to ask.
The only way that I could have avoided that for certain would be wiping my hard drive down to nothing but ones and zeros of derived randomly. Otherwise, somewhere on there could conceivably be some echo of classified information that I would be mishandling.
But you're not a government employee. Journalists get classified information leaked to them all the time, and they're under no legal obligation to keep it concealed. They don't have that obligation. Government employees have that obligation, but journalists and citizens do not.
And you know what? I wish to hell that Bradley Manning had said, yes, I would like your protection as a journalist, because I would have honored that.
If he had said yes when you offered that, you would not have gone to the authorities, even if he had told you about the 260,000 pages of cable?
I would have felt an obligation not to, because there are, in the same vein, dangers to the public if they believe that they can't trust the media to keep their secrets.
So you would have felt comfortable putting all of those citizens in danger?
No, I wouldn't have felt deeply uncomfortable.
But you would have done it.
I would have felt required to, yes. When I talked to Kevin Paulson last, I told him that if he wanted me to, I would plead the first if asked whether or not I had given him the full logs, because that might mean that he was in possession of classified information. And he fortunately declined that offer, but I made him the offer. Because I don't think a source has ever put the first under that particular legal theory.
Mm-hmm. I think that is a novel theory. But all right, well that's interesting. I appreciate it.
I don't expect an article that agrees with me. I don't expect an article that portrays me positively. But I hope that you see that I was willing, and I wished that Manning had been a little bit more sophisticated and taken me up on my offer.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to be critical of what you did, but I'm also going to endeavor to be as fair as I possibly can, given what the facts are, and to represent as fairly as I can what you've told me.
Can I trouble you for an opportunity to review my quotes before you go to print?
I don't actually do that, but what I will do is, especially since I'm going to post it in the morning, but what I definitely will do is if, for whatever reason, you feel like there's something unfair, inaccurate, or even you want to add something, I will publish, along with what I publish, any statement that you want to make. So if you want to say, when he says this, I think that's totally unfair, this is the reality, or, you know, I think he distorted this, I will publish in full whatever you want to say, along with whatever I write. I won't give you pre-publication approval rights before I publish, but I will do what I just said.
I appreciate that, and I'm also going to send you a pair of links, I guess, over Twitter, since that seems to be the best medium for us to communicate online, unless you have an AOL's messenger screen and you'd like to volunteer.
Yeah, I don't use AOL. I mean, you can use my email, but, I mean, I'm fine with Twitter, too.
Yeah, it didn't seem that my email from earlier got through. But I'll just send you the pair of links to go over, and one is just the BBC article in which I explained, because I'm more articulate in text than I am in voice, so I am kind of playing at a handicap here doing this interview over the phone. And the other one was a recent news release in which I explained why I felt I didn't believe I was acting as a journalist and speaking with Bradley Manning. However, I'll also commend you for asking if he had actively declined the opportunity, because I don't think anybody else other than Kevin had asked me that up until now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, again, I wish I could see those parts of the chat log, because I'm sure it's hard to remember verbatim what was said, and, you know, I might even ask that Kevin publish that part of it, since he told me that the stuff he edited out was only personal stuff and things that might compromise national security, and that would not apply, either of those would apply to this part of the discussion, but, you know, that's up to him, and obviously you could do the same thing, but... anyway, so why don't we do that? Why don't, you know, you'll read tomorrow what I've written. If you want to add anything at all, like I said, you know, you have the, I'll, you know, extend to you the absolute, right to do so in completely unedited fashion. And then we'll go from there.
Well, if nothing else, at least you won't be able to accuse me of doing this to seek out good publicity.
Well, you've gotten some good publicity. You probably have a lot of good sentiment among people in the federal government and parts of the Pentagon and intelligence communities, which might be valuable to you, but you've obviously triggered a great deal of animosity as well. But I guess some people think, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity, or as long as they're talking about you, better than being ignored. I don't know you, so I don't know if that's the way you think, but it could be valuable even though lots of people are opposed to you.
To be frank, I was initially going to blow you off after seeing your tweet, but although I felt you should have been upfront about it in the email, I also figured that there aren't that many times you get a chance to do an interview with someone who is... As upfront as you ended up being by necessity about their feeling towards your actions.
Yeah, I assumed you were going to see what I wrote, and I, you know, wasn't trying to hide it. And like I said, I would have told you upfront what my perspective of the case was, and, you know, I've written a little bit about it today, and so I wasn't trying to hide it. So, all right, well, Adrian, again, yeah.
Sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say, I need to go, in part because I need to finish writing what I'm writing. But I just want to say again, I appreciate your taking the time to talk to me. You didn't have to do that, and I'm glad you did.
Well, at any point in which I can add context to this story, and that includes times in which my name isn't mentioned, lest you come to believe that... It's all about name count or whatever. I'm happy to do so. I'll comment if you want in the future exclusively on background, just so long as it helps you get a story right.
All right, Adrian. Thanks so much. Have a good night. I'll talk to you.
And for both my sake and Mr. Manning's, I hope you end up owing me $10 and a beer.
I don't expect to. I think you should start saving up, but we'll see how that goes.
I'll start a piggy bank.
All right, bye-bye.